Wenn sich eine Tür schließt, öffnet sich eine andere, sagt man. In der Escape-Serie von Julie Kaplan ist das so. Das kleine Weingut in Frankreich ist bereits der 10. Band der Escape-Serie von Julie Kaplan. Die Hauptfiguren stehen jeweils an einem Scheidepunkt in ihrem Leben, wo sie beruflich oder emotional ziemlich gebeutelt wurden. Dann bekommen sie alle die Chance, für eine bestimmte Zeit ganz woanders hinzugehen. Mit neuen Eindrücken und Abstand auf ihr bisheriges Leben gehen sie dann neue Wege. Darüber wollte ich unbedingt mit der Autorin sprechen. Hallo Julie Kaplan.
Hi Heike, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thank you so much that you took your time to answer these questions. First of all, congratulations to your great success of the Escape series. I already followed from Copenhagen to Iceland to Switzerland and all the other beautiful places.
Zunächst wollte ich wissen, was für Julie Kaplan eigentlich ein Escape bedeutet.
Escapes. What does it mean when you think on an escape?
Originally, the idea for the books was it was an escape for a break to another country. It was just a short break. But as the books have developed, it's really become an escape for the main character from her real life.
Sie hatte ursprünglich kleinere Auszeiten für ihre Figuren geplant, aber die Bücher haben sich dann so entwickelt, dass die Hauptfiguren ein ganz anderes Leben begonnen haben.
So as the books have developed, it's more of an escape from real life, I'd say.
Yeah, and your lucky characters can all step in a new world. Yeah, located in the most wonderful places.
Yeah. Warst du eigentlich an allen Plätzen?
There in all of them?
I'm going to let you into a little secret. I have been to all of them.
Die Autorin vertraute mir ein Geheimnis an, dass sie alle Schauplätze bis auf zwei besucht habe.
But I can promise you,
leider verriet sie mir nicht, welche das waren.
And I have a good author friend who had been to one of the countries and has a big love of that country. And she said, I had no idea you hadn't been there. But I've been to nearly all of them.
Okay, but I can imagine that.
Wie lange dauert die durchschnittliche Recherche, bis man die Schauplätze beschreiben kann?
How much time do you need for the research in average?
It really, really varies depending on A, how well I know the book. So for the two places I didn't know, I did spend a huge amount of time researching.
Julie sagt, es hänge davon ab, wie gut sie die Orte kenne. Sie nutze das Internet und Beschreibungen in Büchern.
All sorts of things. And I still really rely on books. And I had a couple of great books, which really gave me an insight into the people. I read novels as well as non-fiction books. But usually, for example, with Copenhagen, I went to Copenhagen.
Für Kopenhagen genügten ihr 3 Tage, um das Flair der Stadt aufzunehmen.
But then when I got back, I did a lot more desk research. But I tend to research as I go. So because the stories are really about the character. So it's where the character finds themselves. And then I might research a little bit more about where they're going and why they're there.
Okay, and Iceland, how much time did you spend there?
It's very, very expensive to go to Iceland.
Auch auf Island verbrachte sie nur ein paar Tage. Allerdings war das dem hohen Preis geschuldet.
I didn't spend too much time outside, but it was enough to get a real flavor of the place.
And they have got hot sauces?
Yes.
And so you can warm up?
You can warm up, but it's still cold on your head. And if your hair gets wet, it's freezing.
Okay.
Welche Kriterien sind eigentlich ausschlaggebend, damit ein Ort als Escape in Frage kommt?
Originally, me and my editor would spend a long time discussing. And for example, Croatia.
Julie sagte, sie diskutiere immer mit dem Verlag. Bei Kroatien seien sie zuerst nicht einer Meinung gewesen. Aber dann wurde das Buch doch ein Erfolg. Wenn sie selber den Ort liebt, merken das auch die Leser.
And in fact, the German publisher, my German editor, didn't want to buy Croatia originally. She said, oh, the German readers won't like that one. So it was missing it was published much later, and it still did well. So originally it was really where we thought readers would like to go. But now my editor says, do you know what? You have to love it, because when you love a place, it comes across on the page. So the next destinations will all be places I've been to recently and fallen in love with.
And do you have, apart from your books,
ob es denn noch andere Lieblingsplätze gäbe?
Place all around the world?
Every time I go somewhere, that's my new favorite. So I've just been to Catalonia in Spain.
Julie war in Katalanien, in Leipzig und in Köln.
I was in Leipzig, and before that I was in Köln. And Köln is one of my favorite cities in the world. I've been there many times.
Have you already tried Hamburg?
No, I've not been to Hamburg yet. I'm going to Munich in the summer, but maybe I'll come to Hamburg next.
Okay, from your point of
Und was ist das Beste, um zu entspannen?
To relax in holiday.
Ideally, by a pool with a book.
Ein Pool und ein Buch. In Katalanien habe sie einen Wanderurlaub gemacht. Das empfiehlt sie, weil man hübsche Landschaften entdeckt und mit Freunden wunderbares Essen genießen kann.
Suitcases to the hotel, so we didn't have to carry them. And so every day we'd walk for 4 or 5 hours. And actually, that is one of my favorite ways to relax, because the scenery is lovely. You can stop for a lovely meal, a glass of wine. You're with friends. It really, really was very relaxing. So I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah. Coming to the changes of your
character. Kommen wir zu den Veränderungen im Leben. Hast du mal eine solche Veränderung im Leben erlebt, wie deine Figuren?
Different life. So they can get a chance and take it. Yeah, like a new job in Iceland for a hotel or something like that. Have you ever changed your life like your characters?
Yes. I once read a book which had a really, really profound effect.
Ja, sie habe das Buch The Seven Habits of Effective Living gelesen. Dort stand, dass man zwar nicht das Verhalten anderer Menschen ändern könne, aber seine eigene Reaktion auf dieses Verhalten. Sie hat es ausprobiert und ist nun ein viel positiverer und zufriedener Mensch.
You are in charge of how you react. And I think I've changed my life since then. Much more positive person. I always look on the bright side. I'm a lot more confident. So yeah, I would say I did change my life.
Okay. And you spend working time in foreign countries, I read.
Was bedeutet für Julie Heimkehr?
When you're finally returning at home.
I love being away. I love coming home. I think home is where all my friends and family are, my children.
Zu Hause ist, wo die Familie und Freunde sind. Aber solange sie bei ihrem Ehemann sei, ist es egal, wo sie sind.
I enjoy coming back for all of that. But as I've got older, our holidays with my husband get longer and longer. And as long as I'm with him, I don't mind where I am.
Okay, and when you are abroad, what do you miss the most?
Probably speaking to my children. That's probably about all, to be honest. I just love new experiences, new people, new foods. And actually, I suppose I tend to go to hotter countries. And I just love being outside all the time.
Can you imagine writing novels?
Dann wollte ich noch wissen, ob sie sich vorstellen könne, auch über eine ältere Generation zu schreiben.
Not so much the midlife crisis, but under my, you know that I write under a different pen name as well.
Yeah.
So under my Jules Wake books, I have written 2 books that feature a very elderly woman called Hilda.
Ich erfuhr, dass sie bereits unter dem Namen Jules Wake 2 Bücher mit älteren Charakteren geschrieben habe.
Character, and she's great fun, because she always says what she thinks, because she's got experience. She doesn't care what anyone else thinks. And I had a lot of fun writing her. So I've written older characters. Maybe I will write a midlife crisis book one day. I'm not sure. It would fit well into the Julie Kaplan escapes. I'm just having fun writing what I'm writing at the minute.
Yeah, but Hilda sounds like your good recommendation.
Oh, well, I wrote her in 1 book and all the readers kept saying, will we have Hilda again? So I did actually put her in a 2nd book. I'm quite tempted to do a whole book about her one day.
right now. Are you currently working on a new project?
Yes. So I am at the very end. I'm literally writing the, I mean, it's all
gerade written, schreibe sie an den letzten Kapiteln von A Little Place of Prague. Ihr hört den offiziellen Titel hier übrigens jetzt zum ersten Mal.
I read about in your English site.
You're the first person that's the official title that we've decided upon. So you have an exclusive. Well, no, the next
für deutsche Leser geht es aber zunächst nach Italien, das auf dem britischen Markt bereits veröffentlicht wurde.
And do you have a list with other escape locations? We heard about Catalonia. Which one do you have in mind?
Well, weitere Escape-Orte könnten sein Portugal, insbesondere Lissabon. Im September recherchiert Julie in Kalifornien. Sie hat da ein kleines Haus am Lake Tahoe im Sinn. Und natürlich Katalanien, wo sie eine wunderbare Zeit verbracht hat.
But then I'm very torn with Catalonia because I had such a lovely time there and the food is so great. So there are three possibilities on the list. Well, also Germany, because I love coming to Germany. I'd really like to do something in the Rhine Valley with the castles and things.
Rhine Valley is nice, and the Black Forest.
Yes. Yeah. And I've got friends who go to the North Sea all the time, which sounds interesting too. So there are so many places to choose from. It's really difficult.
Okay, we're at the end. I've asked all the questions.
Can I just say a huge thank you to you for having me, and also
auf jeden Fall möchte Julie ihren deutschen Lesern danken, die ihre Bücher zum Erfolg werden ließen.
And reviewing them and sending me lovely messages.
Das Interview hat mir wahnsinnig viel Spaß gemacht. Ich bin ja ein Fan der ersten Stunde und kann euch alle Escapes empfehlen. Sie sind perfekt, um selbst abzutauchen und gedanklich in Kopenhagen oder Paris mit einem leckeren Gebäck zu sitzen, in Schlössern oder Chalets die kalte Jahreszeit zu verbringen oder sogar in Tokio einen Teeladen zu besuchen. Die Rezension zu Das kleine Weingut in Frankreich und einigen anderen Bänden findet ihr auf meinem Blog https://fraugoetheliest.wordpress.com.